When the car sharing service called Lyft had to file paperwork recently in preparation for going public soon, we learned the company loses an average of about $1.14 for every ride you and I take. Uber is going to begin selling stock to the public as well soon, and I expect we'll see that company also subsidizes your rides. Obviously, this can't continue indefinitely. From America's most popular travel radio show, this is your RM World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. Uber burns through about $20 million a month in cash. Fortunately, like Lyft, it's raised billions of dollars from private investors who hope there's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow when those companies go public. But at some point, Uber, Lyft, and other smaller rideshare companies are going to have to charge you and me the real cost of a ride. Taxi companies, of course, have been doing that for years, which is why rideshare services are often cheaper than traditional taxis. Will going public and forcing companies to reveal details of their income and expenses lead shareholders to demand they raise their rates to make a profit? Probably. So for now, we can enjoy our subsidized rides, but a change? Well, it's a-coming. Travel info at armworldtravel.com.